The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Kate Drouin. The Wildcats are 25-25 on the season and ended Big Ten play with a 15-8 record. Northwestern enters the Big Ten tournament as the number 3 seed and will face the winner of Game 1 between Ohio State and Rutgers on Friday at noon Eastern time. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. If you could please open with a statement, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Sure. Well, congratulations to the University of Michigan and all of the teams competing this weekend. I'll echo what a lot of people have said already. I think our conference is growing and is definitely trending upward. I think we've had a great influx of really talented coaches and really talented players, and I think we've had some great softball this season. Our team is excited about our opportunity. We're honored to be heading out to Penn State and playing in front of a sold-out audience. So we're just going to kind of stay in the process here, take it one pitch at a time, one game at a time, and see what we can do.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Bergman with BTN.
Good morning, Kate. Congratulations.
Good morning,
I have two questions for you. Number one, I know you've battled an injury all season. Are you healthy? And number two,
if you're asking me right now, yes, that might change within the hour.
Okay, good for you. And number two, very similar question that I just asked Ron at Nebraska. You know, you've won 9 of your last 11. You're definitely trending upward. You've won some big games. And, of course, you know, you finished third in the Big Ten, but you have your sights set higher than that with your RPI. Currently sitting at a very high level. Do you talk to your team about the fact that where your overall record is and what needs to happen to advance past the Big Ten tournament?
You know, it's interesting. Different years we've taken different approaches depending on the makeup of our team. This year is kind of unique because there's a very tangible goal ahead of us, and that's getting above that 500 mark. So, you know, we had that conversation actually a couple of weeks ago with our team when our backs were against the wall, and our 7 seniors have had tremendous leadership in really taking charge and helping our team. And the big shift that I've seen is that we've really taken a lot of pride in our preparation. We have really taken one day at a time, whether it's a recovery day or a practice day or a competition day. And we've shown some great poise. So I credit our seniors to that. They've done a great job in the locker room. But I think our team is well aware of the opportunity ahead of us here.
Coach, you talked a little bit about those 7 seniors. What have they meant to your program over the last 4 years, and how have maybe your underclassmen embraced those seniors going into this tournament?
Oh, they've been tremendous. Their personality, again, their work ethic, and most of all, these 7 women love the game, and they love playing the game, they love practicing, and that's been their biggest influence within our program. But to see Filler kind of take Morgan Nelson under her wing and to see how Morgan Nelson has developed as a player, or what Amy Letourneau has done with Kenzie Ellis and Kaylee Weingartner on the mound, you know, that's how you build a program, when you have young women who are investing not only in their own competition and what they can do for the program, but they're building up the people around them as well and teaching them what it's about to wear the uniform. So, you know, I can't thank them enough. We honored them a couple weeks ago, and we'll continue to do so throughout this season.
We have time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Melissa Haynes with Daily Northwestern.
Hey, Kate. So I had a couple questions, but I'll just ask one. You know, you guys are going to face 2 teams this weekend that you haven't faced before. Can you just talk about what kind of a challenge that's going to present for the team and how you guys plan on focusing on playing Northwestern softball?
Yeah, well, I think it's a gift. I think not knowing who we're going to play yet is a real gift, because we started practice yesterday really working on shoring up us and talking about our fundamentals and the way we wanted to prepare so that we could play Northwestern softball. We have a lot of bright young women on our team, and sometimes we can get we can be good at overanalyzing things. So I think it's a gift for us to kind of think about ourselves and shore up our own game right now.
Thank you for your time today, Coach, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, everyone.